Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Seven after the hour, this is this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to bring you news from the agricultural sector that affects small family farms. This program, I say this frequently, but people confuse it with some of the big ag shows that are on because they think all of ag is big. It's all about big tractors and big farms and what that character Sonny Perdue said when he was Trump's Secretary of Agriculture, go big or go home. I'm not a believer. I've been a family farmer all of my life, and I like to think that this program, the American Family Farmer, is something that recognizes and really, embraces the things that are going on our family farms. So I start each program with the news that affects a lot of family farmers. One of the things that I've been hearing a lot about, especially through the holidays, food going to waste while people go hungry. We hear about health problems from eating cheap, fast food, a lot of calories, no nutritional value, food desserts and things. You know, there are some, we just, because of the fact that rural and urban communities, the disconnection here is huge. So my question to the government is, what can be done to stimulate local production of wholesome food, and how can that food reach nearby consumers once it's produced? And I thought this is a pretty good example. There was an event last month that brought together farmers, a bunch of organizations, and some government representatives as well, to share ideas that have been proven to work, much as I do on this program. It was held at 100 Acre Farm in Milwaukee, which is kind of a unique farm. It's an urban-suburban farm addressing food insecurity in Milwaukee. The farm uses vertical growing techniques, which is something I've always thought could be done on farms in no matter where you are in the country. During the wintertime, you have a greenhouse building and you grow things hydroponically or aquaponically. I wonder how many of you have taken that challenge on, and can you get it done? One of the things the government wants to do, this is pretty much all about growing greens, and these greens are sold directly to individuals or to food businesses. And so the supply chain, which gets weak in the off season in most of the northern part of the country, this helps to build it back up again, this sort of thing. Because we all know that the greens are raised in California and trucked all across the country. Some of them, but not much, is grown in Florida. So this is a way of improving the supply chain, problem, and it also is a way to keep farms producing. I guess the government is saying that they're going to get behind some of these efforts and try to fund them or guarantee loans that you get from farm banks, that sort of thing. At any rate, I think this is a good idea. I'm glad to see that it happened. James Clayton Wolfe, another item from the Midwest, from Lincoln, Nebraska, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud in connection with a $46 million conspiracy to sell non-GMO corn and soybeans as organic. Let this be a lesson to anyone who is contemplating doing this. There's a big market in organic. We all know that. I support it. All of my corn that I grow for my cows is organic. I don't do anything. My cows are clean, clear through, and deodorized too. Sometimes it costs me because sometimes young calves this time of year I get respiratory problems, and if you don't treat them aggressively, they can pass. And I've had a couple of the last few weeks that have done that. But for the most part, my cows are really healthy. They eat well. And that's, you know, you're going to have problems sometimes with cows that just don't keep up, at least in my circumstance. So not going down the injection route works for me, at any rate. Yeah, so meanwhile, back to this guy. This guy and his nephew, Adam Clifford, are sentenced to time. Let's see, 2 years of supervised release because he was involved in this. They have been ordered to pay $69,000 in restitution. According to what I've read in the indictment, Wolf grew conventionally farmed crops using chemical fertilizers and pesticides, which of course violates the organic farming standard. And then he would take them and market them, clean them up and market them as if they were organic. Apparently, somebody at the National Organic Program got wind of this and figured it out, but not before he'd been paid like $46 million for selling a lot of this stuff. So, again, I guess I say a word to the wise is sufficient, right? Be careful about what you do. All right, here's an update on what's going on for fun and frolic this time of year. Many farmers have a little extra time, so maybe you want to take a trip to Las Vegas. You can do it by calling 800-419-3684. What does that get you? It gets you 3 days and two nights free and one of 15 fabulous hotels in Las Vegas. 3 days, two nights free in Las Vegas, 800-419-3684, no strings attached.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back on the news portion of the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Rural communities are a necessary element of renewable energy development. Across the country, there are a lot of people in small communities who don't like solar farms cropping up on the land because it takes away from growing things or feeding things. And so now there's a pushback against solar development. I was talking about this on my Good Day program earlier this week, the weekday program that's on many of the same stations that carry the American Family Farmer. And the solar people are beginning to resist. They like the idea of fossil fuel going away, but they see these big windmills and they see these big swaths of solar panels all over the place, and they're ugly. And they also, at the end of their life, they pose a huge problem. What do we do when these solar panels wear out? It's like the batteries in the cars when they wear out. What do you do with them? That's one of it's like nuclear energy. What do you do with the stuff that comes out of the nuclear plant? And agrovoltaics, also known as dual-use solar, are becoming popular on some farms. I'm doing it on my farm. I am putting in an array of solar panels on a back pasture. The solar panels themselves move with the sun, and they're 12 feet off the ground. So the cows can be under them. They still get, the land gets sunlight because the panels move. So the grass can continue to grow, and so it serves, that's why they call it dual purpose. It's solar power, and it's pasture land for the cows. And I don't know, I did see a story from Dove Creek, Colorado, where there have been plans to start an agrivoltaic vineyard that would pave the way for a lot of development of this sort of thing. This is in southwest Colorado. The town has been opposed, town government, to solar power. But when confronted with this, okay, so this is good for the economy. There's money to be made in certainly in solar power. And there's also money to be made in the wine business. So putting them both together seems to be something that is fixing the problems that they have had heretofore with it just being single use. So dual use is something that is popular. Most of the solar arrays initiated by development companies, they have the capital, they build large-scale projects, and then they lease land. Like, again, this is what I'm doing on my farm. Landowners have... usually, I think my deal is 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. That's about as long as the panels last. I think the biggest concern that people have, most of the rural people, when it comes to anything like this, is they're involving themselves, for the most part, with large corporations. I found somebody in Texas that's not a heavy company. He's not a big company. It's a guy who's gone out on his own. He's found out how the various proposals work and how everybody can make some money. You know, some farmers are doing it. I have a friend here in Massachusetts who's got an acre of, and it's close to the ground, so he doesn't use it for pasture, but he's getting $160,000 a year out of the power possibilities that come from his solar. It isn't called a solar plant. It's just solar array, I guess, as much as anything else. So the reason I bring it up is because it is getting attention. Some people like it, some people don't. But I think you're foolish if you don't look into it, frankly, and see if you can. If it's dual, if it can be dual use, then I think it's probably something that's positive. The USDA is providing $208 million to help prevent guaranteed borrower foreclosures. As we all know, foreclosure is a big problem on the nation's farms. So $208 million has been set aside as an emergency loan situation. This is part of the Farm Loan, Distressed Farm Loan Borrowers Protection Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. We have a lot of farms that have had trouble through COVID, and we have trouble because people don't want to pay what it costs to really grow good food. So this emergency loan, if you don't know about it, you contact the USDA. Maybe they can help you. If you're in this situation, go to the USDA and see what kind of help you can get from them. All right, we continue. I'm going to talk with a partner of mine about agri-hoods next here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Greg Cohen on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Greg and I are two of three partners involved in a cannabis grove, because we had that on our mind, but no, we're growing houses. I said that sort of facetiously, but yet it is what we're doing around a farm. The ideas seem to fit. I will give you a little more background into Greg and what he alluded to a few minutes ago in terms of us getting together. He did want to talk to me about developing my farm, and I don't want to do that, but there was a farm down the street that had gone sour, if you will. The owner of it was a developer, interestingly enough, and had kept it as a farm for the past 40 years. It happened that he and I, the farmer and me, bought some of the land that he bought at auction. I'll make this a short story, but I built a house for myself and lived there for almost 40 years before I moved into the house that's just basically around the corner. We all joke about me. Greg he's gotten to know me, kind of gets a kick out of me being the longest living member of our society here in the northwestern part of town. But I've lived here all my life. I feel comfortable here. All my farming values, I've been around cows all my life, and it's because of my exposure on the farm that Greg and I and another gentleman now own and are developing into this agrihood. You want to explain the concept of agrihood, what the term means and how it's being used?
It's a combination of agriculture and neighborhood. You know, everyone that's kind of jumping into this kind of new exciting category is kind of coming out of the post-COVID realization that there's a lot more time we need to be spending outdoors with our hands in the dirt and allowing some rewards coming from the earth. Everything kind of goes back to cannabis a little bit, but, you know, with cannabis farming, like, it really started with regular gardeners and regular farmers growing produce and living off the land on their small family farms. And cannabis became a supplemental crop, just like strawberries or apples or squash, whatever they were growing. So the concept of owning and running a farm, you know how hard it is. You know how much work you do. I mean, you never stop going. And it's the same thing for all husband and wife couple. And so the idea is that we can actually build and grow an active farm and have support from other neighbors and make it optional for them. Like, if you don't want to participate in the farming activities, you don't have to. But we have other like-minded people congregated in the same spot around the same community concept and all, you know, sharing in the bounty, basically.
You know, we've been talking about what we want to have on the farm. I'm sort of leading the charge for animals are going to have horses. The idea, to expound a little bit from what Greg was saying, we have like 63 units in this development. We're only using 17% of the land for the homes. They're being built sort of in little clusters, but the preponderance of the land is going to be open pasture, gardens. We're going to hopefully use, there's a farm next door to where I live here, is an organic farm, been in business for decades, and the people who run it, we would like to have them run our farm, not the farm itself, but the garden that will create and produce vegetables for people who live in the development to go pick and enjoy. Let's say you get up of a morning and you want to have eggs and veggies, an omelet or something. So you can find the dairy on the farm. You can find eggs on the farm. You can find the veggies. Just go pick your stuff and go make yourself breakfast. That's part of the concept here. And the farming aspect of it, how we do the veggies is one thing. How we do the animals is another thing. And I think that all plays into it. It's all part. It's sort of we're creating this as we go along, but as Greg will happily tell you, I have very strong ideas about what to do and how to do it, and he's a great developer, so hopefully we'll put this together, and it'll be, so far the interest has been fabulous in what we're trying to create here. So we're telling you the story about AgriHoods on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications. complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back on the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. You can check out my farm. I give people this address every week to check out. It's eastleyfarm.com, so you can kind of see what's going on. E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. You'd gotten a kick out of this, Greg, if you'd have been around. I went down to Plymouth Plantation yesterday and brought back a Devon heifer, who's about 6 years old. They were going to send her to the slaughterhouse today. And I thought, well, here's an interesting cow, interesting in that we're going to, I have on my farm a bovine sanctuary. And in my mind, many of those cows, because I raise Jersey replacement heifers as well on the farm, but the bovine sanctuary, in part, I envision being on this agri-hood so that people can get used to the cows,
they can get friendly with the cows, because the cows I raise are all like dogs. I treat them as pets. So they're used to people, they're friendly, they're fun, and so I envision them as being some of the residents of this agrohood, so people can watch the cows, be friendly. There's a peaceful, easy feeling that comes with being on the farm. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but there's also something about being around agriculture that is, and I use the term in different ways often, sustainable. It helps me, anyway, to sustain not only my lifestyle, but my head stays in the right place because I have the farm to ground me. And we hope to to convince people that this will be what they experience. Why don't you talk about coming up with this idea, doing the research on other, there's no other agrohood in Massachusetts. I think there's one other one in New England, up in Vermont. Some have been tried in New York. This takes a special, this is not something you can do on just any piece of land, right?
Correct. No, this is, it's the way this whole thing has come together for us organically has just been like magic. And I don't think it happens that easily. Nothing's easy, but like this has fit in so well. Really, I wanted my own farm, but didn't have the money or the time to really buy the farm that I wanted and wanted to create that for other people. So I started looking.
You needed to meet me, not to interject you, but you needed to meet, and you want to have something, but you don't know how to do it. So you need to have people around you that know how to do things. And that, frankly, I can tell the other side of the story here. When Greg came to me and I thought about this, I had in mind who was going to finance it. So we all three sort of came together. And if I do say so, there's a certain magic. There's a thing about, my friend Uri Geller calls it synchronicity. It's the right people being in the right place at the right time. You can't force stuff to happen. It's going to happen organically or it's not going to happen. And so Greg and I meeting was not an accident. The fact that I have a very close family friend who was interested in trying something like this and who trusted me to put him together with Greg and to kind of say, okay, well, we'll take a shot at this, because he's a farm kid himself and he got it when he looked at it. He got what we were trying to do. So anyway, but you're a very successful. Go ahead. Yeah.
Everybody that hears our story is excited about it or wants to be a part of it, wants to live there. There's been no negative reaction. Usually when, as a developer, you're like, oh, I'm going to go build this. And someone comes out and says, oh, that's a horrible idea. Why do you need to do that? But this just kind of makes sense.
Yeah. There's one neighbor that we've got a little itch with. But other than that, this is something that's been very well received. Would I had rather this farm stay a farm? Yeah. But it was too far down the street, and it was going to be developed, and I just decided as I drove by, actually, this story. I drove by one night, one late afternoon, and I'm looking at where the houses are going to be, and I'm thinking, I don't want to look at that. So, you kind of keep, you push and push and push, and you come up with something that I think is, as you've said, going to be something. I'm not blowing smoke in each of our ears. It's just you being a very successful high-end developer. This wants to be a high-end development. This is a 55-plus the units will have at least one person living in them, 55. It'll be, if we get all of the things done the right way, something that every, there could be children there. It could be, it's going to be an interesting and broad spectrum of a community. Would you say that was fair and accurate?
I would, definitely. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for people to come and learn new skills and get really excited about this. And you're going to have people that are already gardening and farming in their backyard and people that have never put their hands in the soil. I think most of the people are going to be geared towards outdoors and active, but we're here to also show new things. Everyone wants to learn new things, especially as we get older, right? We just want new hobbies, new skills, new things to take up our time even. So, and these are things that we're doing that are actually productive and producing, and that makes it almost like your time is more efficient when you're doing things, growing things, and fixing things as well.
Well,
so that's what I love about farm life.
Yeah, more and more people want to experience this. I'm just fortunate enough to have had it in my life my entire life. There are people that are your age that want to have a different approach to life. They've done the running around and still can do what they've done well, but they, you know, there's something else. They want something else in their lives. Children are grown up. You have time. And so this is an effective way of giving people who think they want to be closer to the land. Frankly, there'll be people that'll live there that won't have a clue. They may have a horse. They may want to desire, gardening and stuff. So what we're going to do, and this is the thing, this is a very attractive thing for some people. So you got a horse, we have stalls. You want to rent the stall, you want to take care of them, great. You don't want to take care of them, we'll take care of them, because part of the operation is sort of a concierge treatment of anything and everything. You want to have your own veggies, you want to grow your own garden, we'll build a garden for you at your house. You don't want to, we've got a big community garden. You want to have chickens in your house, you can have 6 chickens, we'll fix a pen for you. You don't want to do that, you can go to the community chicken coop. That sort of thing. And plus the whole atmosphere. I have our first community meeting. I got up and I said, "We're not cutting any trees down." And Greg sort of says under his breath, "Well, we may have to cut a few trees down." But we're
they might be in the way, but then again, we found a tree we wanted to save, and we decided a way to build the house around it.
Yeah,
we do care about the land
right.
That we're on.
It's the ambiance.
It's also important to look a little bit outside of our story and our existing, little small farm that we have. And what we're going to do is teach people proper farming practices and soil management and, and organic methods. And, a lot of the stuff that, you pick up from actually from cannabis farming, because it is an organic type of, regenerative farming is really the way that we need to be going in this country, right?
Yep.
And we're losing land every year to development and to building. And so any kind of farm that we can preserve like this and show someone an example of, hey, look, this farm doesn't have to be wiped out and just raised into like a residential subdivision neighborhood with asphalt and cars everywhere. We're thinking about the next. We're thinking ahead, I think. We're putting a lot of proper thought into designing this community.
Instead of having cars everywhere, we'll have tractors everywhere. Whoopee! Greg Cohen is here with me, my partner in the agri-hood called Bating Brook Farm. Have we got a website far enough along that people can go look at it? I think we still have to kind of tweak it, don't we? Or is there some
stuff?
Yeah,
no, it's ready to be. It's ready for people to understand the information is out there. And we'll continue to upgrade it and modify it and make it better and better. And hopefully it becomes a hub for this type of development.
More information on how this farm perhaps could be a part of your farm. If you got 300-400 acres, you want to develop 40 or 50 of them to pay the mortgage off, maybe this is the way to do it. We continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Cohen on the American Family Farmer with a thought on the end of the year, the beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions. My God, every year we think about our health after we have had Thanksgiving and Christmas parties and New Year's parties, and before you know it, it'll be Valentine's Day, and you've got all of that heavy food and the wonderful chocolate and the ice cream, and you're piling it on, and so your waistline shows that you're piling it on. So here's the number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. You heard Greg talking about the organic way. Well, I'm all about, I don't endorse stuff that isn't all about health. And if you want to lose weight the safe way, without having to use stimulants, without having to use drugs, then you need to go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for a product called Calitrin, made by a company called Top of the World. And yep, you'll be on top of the world when you follow this program, see how easily it works. It's consistent. There's a 90-day program that helps you lose weight and then get you set in the direction of keeping it off. I prefer to stay on. I take 4 capsules every night. Before I go to bed, there's a lot of proteins in this. There's a lot of the ingredients are aimed at keeping your body tight. The calitrin, collagen proteins, the digestive enzymes, the aloe vera. When you check out, get the 90-day special. All the specials are available and free shipping if you use Doug. Just tell them Doug Stephan sent you. Just use Doug in the, as the promo code. That's the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way with calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Stephan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
For a few more minutes with Greg Cohen, just trying to whet your appetite as to how you might be able to use an AgriHood, something that I've been involved in now. Pretty exciting, and as Greg said, a lot of people around here are excited. So let's see, you've got like 1,000, 2,000 acres out in California. Speak to people who have hundreds of acres as to how you think this might work. You don't have to use all the land. If you, you know, you have a going farm and maybe you got 20, 30, 40 acres, you could use it for this pretty easily, don't you think?
I mean, like you said, we're only going to be building on a very small percentage of the land, and the rest of it stays open space. Our open space, you know, is really the most important part of this development to us and to everybody else that's going to be living there. So I would say, like, if you have a farm that's kind of close to an airport or a metropolitan hub, and it has some minor amenities in that town, you're just a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour away from the action, and you're starting to see more people coming out to your parts, and this is an opportunity to take a segment of your area of your farm and designate it for residential purposes, but also, you know, fold in all of the other services, amenities, and features that you have that you're already performing as part of a neighborhood or the community, you know. And these kind of AgriHoods, they are starting to pop up around the country. Mm-hmm. We are the first one in Massachusetts. And I see a lot of people starting to pick up on this trend and start to talk about it, and they're adding in all different types of amenities. So, you know, we talked a lot about the farming amenities, but there's also real life, like, you know, creature feature amenities, like we're going to be having for people to come and hang out outside by a fire pit, have a dog wash station, have a community gathering space. You're not going to be off grid and worrying about having to go throw pellets in the stove.
Well, there'll be some things that we will have solar. There'll be a lot of things that you can do that will sort of not necessarily take you off the grid, but make it self-sustaining. And that's part of the idea of AgriHood. So Greg Cohen,
thank you,
is my
Doug.
Partner.
Great being on.
Yep, it's good to have you here to help explain what AgriHoods are all about and how it might affect you on your farm. This is the American Family Farmer.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to go a little bit further into the solar discussion that we were having earlier in the program and see what we can try to figure out here with regard to what you should do if you're approached by one of these companies, because a lot of farmers are being approached. So I researched an agricultural law professor who has done a lot with this, and he says, be careful. His name is William Omicron. He teaches contract law, University of Wisconsin. He says that farmers should not simply accept the first proposal. That probably is true of any business deal, right? If you're looking to do something, you better look at the whole marketplace. Realize that initial agreements that were written by the developer's attorney are not going to be in your favor. You better get your owner. There's an upside and a downside to this, and I think that's kind of where I'm going with this bit of advice from this. I saw it as, this is perfect advice for all of us. I took his advice when it came to what I'm doing on my farm, and perhaps you should take his advice. You should work with an attorney who has contract experience. Even better if they've actually been involved in solar lease negotiations, so they know what the potential risks are, the upsides, the downsides, with typically being negotiated what would be seen as unusual to negotiate. You know, a lot of things. Lawyers are very clever. They know how to use the words in our vocabulary against us. And so get everything in writing. You're going to have to reduce any oral agreements to a written provision anyway. So make sure that the information that you get that you like, the reason that you're doing it, is reduced to writing. And make sure the contract specifies how the site will be decommissioned when the agreement expires. Who's paying for everything? Like getting rid of all the cables and the concrete. Who's going to take care of the replenishment of the topsoil, that kind of thing? Sometimes a developer will say, hey, at the end of 20 years, we'll let you have ownership of this and we'll walk away from it. Well, the photovoltaic cells degrade over 20 years. There's not going to be much left of them. So you're going to have a mess on your hand. You tell them you want them to clean it up. All right? I think that that is probably the most important thing out of all of this, is to protect yourself. I think that goes for any deal that you make with any company, with anybody who's selling you something. You know, if you are putting up new grain silos on your property, aren't you? You got a lease or something? Is going to be in your favor? Or maybe you own it, building it. I see a lot of these things going in both directions. A lot of farm families spend a lot of time doing what they do, which is driving tractors, milking cows, planting, shipping, all that sort of stuff. And that's great. Farm life is fabulous. But we are, too many of us, we can't do the handshake deal like we used to. It just, we don't. We can't. I'm very sad about it. I would like to make all of my deals handshake deals, but you can't trust people. And that's a horrible, the farming community is the last one, I think, to deal with that. And maybe younger farmers are better at getting things in writing than older farmers are. I know I have never had a contract with anybody I ever did business with. And lately, it's come back to bite me in the butt. So whatever it is that you're doing, you do need to protect yourself. It's a terrible, really terrible comment on society, but it is what it is. So no matter what you're doing that involves outside input, maybe I should put it that way, somebody coming onto your farm doing something that will help your farm, so they say, maybe building something, maybe bringing stuff onto the land that will help it. Well, if it doesn't, then what's your recourse? Make sure everything that you do, especially with somebody that you don't know. And this goes for, by the way, transition plans. A lot of them don't fail because they're not in writing. And if you don't put that stuff in writing, so family members will argue over things, and it'll be messy for you and everybody else. So there's a lot at stake. Try to put all legal documents in writing so there'll be no question about what's being promised, what's being said. That's my word to the wise as we wrap up another hour of the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.